I share with you five matters in order for us to raise children to be future leaders. Number one, always seek advice of these children. Yes, seek their advice. Even though you might not take by their advice, but seek advice from them. This will allow them to mature and grow quicker. That's number one. Number two, don't ever criticize these children after they acknowledge the wrong that they had done. Rather, praise them for acknowledging their wrong and then correct them afterwards. That's what a murabbi is, and that's how we're going to raise a future generation of leaders. Number three, mention their talents in front of others. Yani just like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did with Salim, Mawla Abi Hudhayfa, he has a beautiful voice in the Quran. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say in a gathering with the companions, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala fi ummati mithla hadha. He said, all praise belongs to Allah that he made this person from among my ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised this young boy for the talent of having a beautiful voice in the Quran. So praise and mention the talents of these children in front of the other students. Number four, give the children responsibilities. That way they will mature and bi-ithnillahi ta'ala they will learn what responsibility means. Doesn't matter if they do wrong, you correct them along the way and guide them. And number five, encourage the students to help others, because a great murabbi is the one who helps others, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He helped every single person in this ummah. Allahu Akbar. And we are benefiting from his help until this very day. So encourage these children to help others. Wallahu a'lam. This is what I wanted to share with you. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that he bless you all and that he accept all your efforts and multiply your efforts and your reward. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that he protect you all and protect all these children.